Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today is the sweater to my holiday spirit, Monorail Molly.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good night, everyone.
And the marshmallows to my hot cocoa, River Guide Chris.
Aw, thanks, Rye.
You're welcome. If you didn't get the spirit of my intro there, we're talking about Christmassy things, holiday, winter, fun, exciting things. Before we get started with today's podcast, do we have any news, anything going on in our lives, any Disney news?
You know, I got a couple of things Disney related here.
Do you?
I do.
Because I have nothing.
One, my agency owner and three other agents just got off of the Disney Treasure. They did a 3-day cruise for like travel agents, agency owners, some select media, etc. They're still doing some other quick cruises before they get into their 7 nights. That ship is amazing. Like, I cannot afford to go on it right now, but I want to so badly. Every
Is it
photo
better than
I've
the Wish?
seen, every video I've seen, the way they described it today is they took the Wish and they like made it even better. It's more elegant. It's more adventurous. It's more, they're just like, it has to be 7 nights. There's no way you could do that and not have 7 nights on that ship.
Well, for it having a lackluster christening, sounds like
right.
Maybe that was the point. I don't know.
Maybe. So that was the first thing. Absolutely a beautiful ship from every picture I've seen, every video I've seen. They all four of them have said it is like their favorite ship. And Melanie, the agency owner especially, is somebody who cruises all the freaking time. Like, I think I've emailed her more and she's been on ships than she hasn't. I'm just saying.
Nice.
And not just Disney, everything. And she goes, it's probably my favorite ship that I've been on in a while.
Wow.
And my favorite
awesome.
Disney ship. So I was like, wow. So that's the big one. I'm going to do a quick pitch. If anybody's looking to do a Disney cruise, please give me a call because I want to sell enough to get invited to the Disney Destiny familiarization trip. So help me make those dreams come true. But my other piece of Disney news, I don't know if we ever talked about this on the podcast, Ryan, but over at Sleepy Hollow and Magic Kingdom, they have that Mickey waffle, or I should say they had that Mickey waffle with the chocolate hazelnut spread, bananas, berries, and whipped cream that everybody lost their minds when it left.
Yes.
Well, Disney has heard. They've heard their guests. They have seen the outrage, and they have brought it back.
Well, good for them. I'm glad they're making the guests happy.
Those are like the two pieces of Disney-related nonsense that I know of today.
Exciting! I never tried it, so I can't.
I have not either, but I know that I believe Claire was upset about it as well as a lot of RTAs. So,
all right. Well, I will apologize now. I am very sinusy today, so I probably don't sound the exact same as I normally do. But we're gonna get through it.
Same. So I get it.
Today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering the winter season. We're almost there. So we thought, you know, Disney once tried to do a ski resort, and it backfired. It never came to fruition. So Molly, Chris, and I said, let's create our own. And when I brought this idea up, I said, should we have some standards? Should we have a checklist?
Should we
and
have
Molly,
some standards? No.
Molly, Molly says, no, let's just do what we want to do. So whatever happens in this episode, know that we did not communicate. We did not have guidelines. Whatever it is just what we came up with on our own.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Literally. So I guess the best way to do this is we will just go one by one and explain our little Disney ski resort. Molly, would you like to go first?
I'll go first. So, for backstory for everyone here and also for listeners of the pod, I have never been to a ski resort. I've never gone skiing. It's just not something that I'm familiar with at all. And I think that will be evident in the way that I built my ski resort. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take you on a trip to Disney's Tropical Slopes, which is the spiritual successor to Blizzard Beach.
I had
What a
a
feeling.
feeling. Jinx.
We go finishing each other's sandwiches.
So, I know what you're thinking. Where would this go? I'm thinking, it is a untapped area, in my opinion, for ski resorts. I was thinking the Appalachian Mountains. I think a nice little Disney resort in Virginia would be excellent, especially because we did not get American Adventure. I think it would be cool to have a something here. I think that'd be neat. But let's talk about the story, okay, of what happened. Why is Disney Tropical Slopes here? So, after a freak hurricane hit Appalachia, locals took advantage of the excess rainwater and created a water park with long tube slides down the mountains. Once winter came and snow replaced the rainwater, the locals didn't know what to do until they saw, wait, is that Sasquatch? No, it's Sweetums shredding the slopes. So, with the help of the Muppets, who had been hitchhiking by map since being evicted from Grand Avenue, the park was refitted to be a ski resort. Overall, the theming is very tropical winter, like a Winter Summerland mini golf, like snow-covered palm trees. Also, Muppet theming is in there as well. We've got great amenities here. For example, we have Miss Piggy's Spa Pour Moi, as well as Swedish Chef's Dine and Prep, where you can enjoy your meal while watching Swedish Chef cook. Also, you have Kermit's ski course, where you can ride along with Kermit as he teaches you to ski, and he shows off some cool tricks along the way. And finally, our key attraction for Disney's Tropical Slopes, because of course the locals would miss having that water park, and Rizzo is a businessman first, ready to capitalize on any opportunity. So, so Rizzo's Wet Rat Party is an indoor water park that utilizes the t tubes and slide material from the original park that has been, quote unquote, lovingly patched up with whatever was available.
I love the backstory to that.
That is something.
That is something.
That your ski resort? That's everything about it.
Yeah, that's my ski resort. Do you have any questions?
I love it.
No, I will say, I prefer this for what they would have done with Muppets instead of taking it to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Right.
That would have been a much better solution.
I was
Take the
mad.
Muppets to Virginia.
Please
Oh my
send them here. I'll
gosh.
take them. I'll give them all a kiss on the forehead.
Chris, would you like to tell us about yours next?
Sure.
I feel like this is going to be a really short episode. I'm kind of nervous.
Right. So I went with a more historical route with an, I
Shocker.
know,
Whoa, that's
right? With
crazy.
an actual ski resort. Imagine that. I believe we've talked about Walt's idea for a ski resort before, so I'm not going to do the background, like the full history background here. I did learn a few things, though. When Mineral King fell through, they attempted to build a ski resort about an hour north of Lake Tahoe, which, for anybody who knows me, I went to school in Reno, 30 minutes to an hour from Tahoe. I am not much of a skier. I have tried. I'm just not good at it. We're just gonna leave it at that. But I found out that not only did they try to build a ski resort an hour north of Tahoe, which I was like, oh, okay, like that's near me. But also, before Mineral King, Walt invested in a ski resort in the Tahoe area called Sugar Bowl, which still has a mountain peak named after, literally called Mount Disney, and multiple ski runs named after Disney. So there's your random history. Like Ryan, I am not feeling well, and I can tell I'm rambling right now, so I apologize. But with all of that, for my ski resort, I did work as a lifty or a ski lift operator for a winter while I was in college. right after I came back from my first college program, up at Mount Rose Ski Tahoe, which is the highest base elevation ski resort in the Tahoe area at 8,260 feet. And after doing my research with Disney, I've learned that, their biggest issue was all of the permitting and, they were trying to build a ski resort. So in this case, Disney is buying a ski resort now. So I went with the idea that they're going to buy Mount Rose, which is one of the largest ski resorts in the area by acreage, but really doesn't have a lot. It's got ski schools, it's got, lodges, whatever, but there's no places to stay, no resort, none of that. So my idea was that they would buy Mount Rose and then do their Disney thing. Let's Disneyfy it. Build in the parking lot, they would build a massive resort to attach to their already main lodge. And they'd put parking farther down the road with a lift or with a bus to take you up, kind of like think Magic Kingdom, keeping you trapped and, inside the Disney bubble. I had so many more ideas, and now I feel like I'm rambling.
You didn't write them down?
It's not that I didn't write them down, it's that I feel like I'm rambling right now. I'm
That's
so
why I
used to,
edit.
yeah. I know, but I'm so used to having you guys like jump in and communicate, and
So sorry.
it's weird to be going off on my own here.
This is what happens when there's no rules.
I know. This is why we have rules, Molly.
I thought it was a great idea.
I thought Molly's approach was fantastic, actually.
I know. I loved Molly. I think that's my issue is I'm following Molly, and I'm like, well, wow, mine is very boring now.
Well, so is history class, Chris. Jesus.
My students would disagree with you on that one.
Hey, I always did the best in history, so.
My students love, I can't get them to pay attention during ELA, but they come in for social studies and it's like, boom, there we go.
All right, we'll continue. Tell us what else.
So I was thinking Grand Californian meets Reno Tahoe. So you're gonna have that nice lodge feel, but it's not going to be your typical. I mean, you're going to have that. I don't want to phrase this less of Vegas glam, but still Vegas glam.
Okay.
You're going to have that Nevada feel to it. No casino though, because Disney. We would, because I am a dork, we would bring the Country Bear Jamboree to the lodge.
Yeah, you would.
You
I
have
mean,
to.
I almost thought about that. Then I was like, no, not happening.
It can even be the revised Country Bear. I don't care, but we're bringing the Country Bears to the lodge. And then I had the idea that they would have to build, because like working up there, I can tell you how the road can get treacherous at times. So they would have to build employee housing up there too. So now I'm turning it into the freaking Disney College program over here. But they would build employee housing up there so that your employees that were working the evening shift and, or had that early morning shift weren't traveling those treacherous roads.
I like that.
Kind of what I've got right now.
I love that.
For right now. I'm sure
Okay.
there'll be something else, but let's hear Ryan's.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to Powder Run Snow Park and Spa. Yes, that is right. Powder Run Snow Park and Spa, hosted in Denver, Colorado. Now, the way I approach this is I kind of took an Epic Universe approach. So, within my resort, there are five different hotels. Every one of those hotels encapsulates the ski resort. Okay. So, in the center of everything, the weenie, if you will, Chris, is going to be a giant mountain with Mickey and friends skiing down it. Now, our first hotel is going to be the country of France. Because what I did is I looked at some very popular countries and states in which skiing is very prominent. So France is my first up. Now, this is going to be a theme based off of the Beast's Castle, Cinderella's Castle, and Aurora's Castle. So different rooms with different themes, to match the aesthetic of the guests of the lodge. Now, there is going to be dining at each location as well. So here we have the table at the French Slopes, which is going to have a character meet and greet with none other than Belle, the Beast, Cinderella, and Aurora. Dining will have soufflés, crème brûlées, beef stew, ratatouille, tarts, and crepes. Now, our next resort is going to be the Collyridian Cabin, very similar to the Grand Floridian or the Grand Californian. So, this is going to be a very upscale log cabin. So, this is our deluxe resort, if you will. Here we'll be serving Denver omelets, elk, bison burgers, Rocky Mountain oysters, chili Colorado, sorry, and spaghetti pie. Then you're going to have New York. Now, this is going to be the fun one because we're going to actually take the countryside of New York and mix it with New York City. So, if you're staying in the actual resort, the hotel rooms are going to be based off of countryside rooms that you would see, normal ski resorts within New York. Once you get into the hustle and bustle of where dining is, it's going to be New York City. And the reason for that is this is our quick service dining option where we have New York style pizza, New York cheesecake, New York bagels, chicken and waffles, Cronuts, hot dogs, and pretzels. And that is going to be called Fifth Avenue Fare. After that, we have Norway. Now, Norway is another character dining location. Theming here is going to be Rapunzel, Arendelle themed. Rapunzel and Frozen, basically, are the two themes here. The name of the dining is going to be the Norwegian Smorgasbords. This is going to have seafood because I could not pronounce any of the names of what the food actually was. So, seafood served with potatoes and carrots. And then our final lodge and dining is going to be Switzerland, which is a sit-down restaurant. It's going to be European countryside themed. The name of the restaurant is called Ingrate, I think is how you pronounce it, which means have a good meal. Here you're going to have cheese fondue, grains and potatoes, Swiss chocolates, and hot cakes. Now, to get around this resort, we are not going to have people movers. We are not going to have monorails. We are going to only get around with skis, ice skates, snowboards, and snowmobiles. That is how you're going to get from place to place. Now, for a few extras that we have Goofy's ski lessons. Now, we all know what Topgolf is, correct? Okay. Have you ever been to a location? Well, okay, so like we have a restaurant here, it's called 1899, and it has golf simulators in it. So same idea, but it's ski themed with Goofy as your coach.
That's kind of fun.
Yes. We also have, oh, do we have a special guest? Darling, come. I must show you something. I give you the Mode Designer Studio. Yes. Here we have a design, the perfect ski suit with matching skis, snowboards, ice skates, or snowmobiles, darling. You will look fabulous. There's just one little thing. No capes. Oh, thank you so much, Edna, for joining us. Oh, my little sweet potatoes! Oh my gosh, do we have another special guest, ladies and gentlemen? Mrs. Potato Head. It's me, Mrs. Potato Head from Play School. Did you have a hard day on the slopes? Call me and my hot potatoes at the Hot Potato Spring Spa. We have a variety of packages from facials, mani-pedis to Swedish and hot stone massages, of course. So put those skis down and give us a call, of course. 1-800-HOT-SPA-1. Oh my gosh, Mrs. Potato Head, thank you so much for coming to join us today. Yoo-hoo! Big summer blowout. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? We have another special guest here.
We blew
This
the
is
whole
just
episode budget on your
crazy.
special
This is just so crazy. Oh, it's me, Oliver Orkin, time to buy a ski-doo. Orkin here. You have enjoyed your visit to the Powder Run Snow Park and Spa? Yeah. Well, come down to Orkin's Tokens for your ski and souvenir needs. We have jackets, boots, bumper stickers, goggles, magnets, and more. Oh my goodness, thank you so much for joining us, Oliver Oaken. We really, truly appreciate that. Give it up for our special guests, everyone. Edna Mode, Mrs. Potato Head, and Oaken's
Woo!
Tokens. Thank you so
Wow.
much. Oh my gosh, what a delight we had here. Now, That is all of our fun things that we have to offer, but we didn't talk about the mountains and the hills specifically. So within each location, right, Switzerland, France, Denver, there's also going to be themes to the slope areas. So like how Magic Kingdom has different lands, so does our ski resort, right? So if you're on the French slopes, this is going to be just normal slopes from our, if you know anything about skiing, you have green circles, blue squares, black diamonds. So this is going to be all of our slopes from beginning skiers to our expert skiers. Now, the Denver Drift, this is where it really comes in handy. This is presented by Frozone, ladies and gentlemen. So Frozone is going to teach you how to drift on a ski-doo. In New York, we have the Catskills Collection, a large area full of ski trails for all ages. So we're not doing slopes, we're doing trails, which take typically a little bit longer. Norway is the Frozen Fortress, an area of skiing, sledding, tobogganing, and ice skating. In Norway, we have the Frozen Fortress, an area. Oh, wait. Wait. Sorry, I said that already. Switzerland is the Swiss Sierra. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we have mountain ranges with multiple slopes for advanced skiers where you can learn to do a variety of ski tricks as well as bobsledding. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are two more things that we have here at I already forget the name of my place, the Powder something. The Powder Run Snow Park and Spa. We have a nighttime spectacular. That's right. We do have a fireworks show over our mountain with Mickey and friends. It is called the Say It Ain't Snow Fireworks Show. And then the last thing we have is the Mighty Ducks Arena. And yes, that is correct. We will have NHL hockey teams playing, as well as when there are not NHL teams playing, we will open up the hockey rink for guests to go head to head as the Mighty Ducks.
Wow, I'm down for that. That's cool as heck.
And that, ladies and
Love
gentlemen,
that.
is my ski resort.
Well done.
Love that. Very
I
well
love
done.
that.
Thank
That
you.
was
Thank
very
you.
cool. Sign me up.
Sign you up. All right, Chris, is there anything else you wanted to add to yours now?
I was looking at my notes, and I realized again, I was feeling self-conscious over here. It's hilarious because I'm just a guy behind a mic anyways, but I completely forgot to tell you guys that my ski school I am renaming as the Goofy Ski School
Oh, so I wonder if you
because
stole that from me.
no, actually I stole it from the idea that of Goofy's what
Sports
is the name of that?
stuff.
Yeah, the Goofy sport shorts.
That's why I came up with that, yeah.
And then all of my theming was actually very much adventure themed, so well, adventure slash park themed was kind of the resort area. So, but
Very nice.
no. Yeah, Ryan, you were right. This is a short episode today.
Yeah, we're at 27 minutes, everyone.
Oh, God. This is
Right.
why we needed Claire to join.
Right.
Claire was supposed to join, ladies and gentlemen, but then she forgot, so she's not here. But let us know what you think about our ski resorts. Whose do you like? Whose don't you like? What should we add? What should we take away? Should we combine our ski resorts? Who knows? As always,
Wait,
please start.
can I try it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Please follow us on Instagram at DCP Anonymous Pod or send us an email at DCP Anonymous
At gmail.com.
at gmail.com.
Yes, that is correct. Thank you so much, Molly.
Way to go, Molly.
Do we have anything else for the greater good, ladies and gentlemen?
Just hopefully that both Ryan and I will feel better next week and be able to make a longer episode.
Yes. All right. Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast. Thanks for
Woohoo!
listening.
Speaks of a blowout.
Bye bye.